Today is Friday, May 29th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore what some of the most respected voices in medicine are saying about hormonal health, sleep quality, and the deep connection between your gut, your brain, and your body's own repair systems. Here's something worth holding on to before we begin. Your health is not simply something that happens to you. You are not a passive passenger in your own body. The most empowering shift in modern medicine right now is the move from reactive care, waiting for something to go wrong, toward proactive understanding. And that shift starts with you, asking questions, paying attention, and knowing that your symptoms are signals worth taking seriously. Let's start with something that affects millions of people and is still, remarkably, one of the most under-discussed topics in medicine, hormonal health. Dr. Sharon Malone, board-certified OBGYN and chief medical advisor at Alloy Health, made a striking observation in a recent conversation with Dr. Mark Hyman. 66% of women are completely unprepared for perimenopause and menopause, and of those who do seek help, 75% leave the doctor's office without any treatment at all. That gap between need and care is enormous, and for many women, it translates into years of disrupted sleep, brain fog, mood shifts, and fatigue that never get properly addressed. Dr. Malone is also working to correct a long-standing misunderstanding about hormone therapy. A landmark study called the Women's Health Initiative frightened generations of women away from considering it. But according to Dr. Malone's detailed account of the data, the breast cancer finding that caused so much alarm represented fewer than 8 additional cases per 10,000 women per year, was not statistically significant, and carried no increase in breast cancer mortality. As of 2025, the FDA has removed the black box warning from hormone therapy labels, reflecting a more accurate reading of the evidence. The conversation is changing, and women deserve to be part of it. Building on that, estrogen isn't simply a reproductive hormone. Dr. Malone describes it as foundational to brain function, cardiovascular health, bone density, skin, sleep, and mood. Think of it less like a single instrument, and more like the conductor of a very large orchestra. When it's missing or out of balance, the whole performance suffers, and that matters whether you're 42 or 62. For men, the hormonal picture is equally significant and equally under-recognized. Christian Angermeyer, entrepreneur and biotech investor, described testosterone decline as what he called the biggest correlation of aging symptoms in a man. Even modest testosterone replacement, enough to maintain levels comparable to one's 30s, can meaningfully affect energy, physical recovery, and overall well-being. He was careful to emphasize that this kind of approach requires a full hormonal panel and ongoing medical supervision. It's a partnership with your provider, not a shortcut. The takeaway for both men and women is the same. Bring your symptoms to your next appointment. Sleep disruption, mood shifts, brain fog, fatigue, irregular cycles. These are not just inconveniences to push through. They are signals, and they deserve a real clinical conversation. Now let's talk about sleep, because sleep quality and hormonal health are more intertwined than many people realize. Angermeyer raised an important distinction that doesn't get nearly enough attention. There's a difference between sleeping enough hours and actually getting restorative sleep. Older sleep medications, including benzodiazepines and drugs like Ambien, can suppress the deepest, most restorative stages of sleep, including REM sleep and deep, slow-wave sleep. So you might spend 8 hours in bed and wake up exhausted because the architecture of your sleep has been disrupted. A newer class of medications called orexin receptor antagonists works differently, targeting the brain's wakefulness system rather than broadly sedating it. Angermeyer reported feeling more rested on less total sleep after making the switch. If your sleep consistently feels unrefreshing despite doing everything right, that's worth raising with your doctor, because the tool you're using to sleep may be part of the problem. Dr. Andrew Huberman, professor of neurobiology at Stanford, adds another layer to this. From a neuroscience perspective, sleep is foundational to neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself, adapt, and recover. He also noted that cortisol patterns are disrupted in people experiencing chronic stress or grief, with elevated evening cortisol interfering with the nervous system's ability to restore itself overnight. Think of cortisol as having a natural shape. It should peak in the morning and taper toward evening. When that shape gets flattened or inverted, everything downstream suffers. That brings us to the stress hormone connection and a fascinating biochemical pathway described by wellness educator Illy Balazs on the Art of Being Well podcast. Here's the chain, translated into plain language. Your adrenal glands, small structures that sit on top of your kidneys, consume vitamin C every time your body activates a stress response. When vitamin C runs low, the body may draw reserves from the ovaries, where it plays a role in progesterone production. So sustained, chronic stress can quietly disrupt hormonal balance through this nutritional pathway. Women in Balazs' community who began supporting adrenal health with a vitamin C, sodium, and potassium combination reported improved cycle regularity, and in some cases, conception outcomes she hadn't anticipated. This is early observational evidence, not a clinical trial, but it illustrates something important. The body's systems are deeply connected, and supporting one area often lifts the others. That connection shows up clearly in the gut-brain relationship as well. Dr. Melissa Jones, board-certified pediatric neurologist and functional medicine practitioner, described the vagus nerve as a direct two-way highway between gut health and brain health. She noted that nearly all of her patients with neuropsychiatric symptoms also have compromised gut health. Think of the vagus nerve as a conversation line. Your gut and your brain are constantly talking, and what happens in one place echoes in the other. Dr. Malone connects this to hormonal health too. The gut microbiome plays a role in how estrogen is processed and recirculated in the body. Poor gut health can disrupt hormonal balance in ways that never get traced back to the source. It's a reminder that treating the body as a collection of separate parts often misses what's actually happening. So what can you do today? Right now, without a prescription or a specialist appointment? Dr. Huberman offers one of the simplest, most evidence-supported tools available, morning sunlight. Getting bright natural light into your eyes within the first hour of waking anchors your cortisol peak to the morning, where it belongs. It supports the alert by day, sleepy by night rhythm that underlies emotional regulation, sleep quality, and nervous system resilience. 5 to 10 minutes outside, even on a cloudy day, can make a meaningful difference. It's free. It requires nothing but stepping out the door. If you feel stress accumulating today, try this. Breathe in for 4 counts and breathe out slowly for 6 to 8 counts. Dr. Huberman describes deliberate, extended exhalation as a direct way to activate the vagus nerve and gently lower heart rate. Even 1 or 2 minutes of this trains what researchers call vagal tone, the nervous system's flexibility and capacity to recover. Think of it as a small but real act of care for your own biology. And at your next provider visit, consider asking about your vitamin D level and a full hormonal panel. Angermeyer noted that most adults are deficient in vitamin D. A simple blood test tells you where you stand. For women, bring up symptoms of the hormonal transition even if your cycles still feel relatively normal. Perimenopause can begin years before periods change. For men over 35, ask about total and free testosterone. These are conversations, not commitments. They open doors. As always, everything we've discussed today is meant to inform and empower, not to replace the guidance of your own healthcare provider. Your history, your biology, your circumstances are unique to you. Please bring these ideas to someone who knows you clinically before making significant changes. That's your functional health briefing for today. Thank you for taking this time for yourself. It matters more than you might think. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights to support you. You've got this. Take care of yourself.